The Arab television network Al Jazeera has been accused of promoting an anti-Western ideology. Al Jazeera broadcasts in Arabic, of course, but the network that has outraged so many Americans will soon be speaking to us in our own language. Al Jazeera is preparing to launch an English language channel, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
You would think that Al Jazeera might have trouble recruiting American journalists for its new English language network. After all, how many reporters are clamoring to work for a network best known as Osama bin Laden's favorite TV channel? Apparently, quite a lot.
We've been inundated with applications of, you know, the highest caliber. We're really pleased with that, and it's starting to have a snowball effect.
That's Nigel Parsons, managing director of Al Jazeera International, as the new English language network is called. Many of those applicants, he says, are employees of CNN and other U.S. networks. Parsons says Al Jazeera International will share some resources with its parent network, but it won't merely be a translated version. It will have its own correspondents and producers, and money is no object. Al Jazeera International has access to the very deep pockets of Qatar, the tiny Persian Gulf state that is flush with oil and gas money. No expense is spared, as quickly becomes clear during a visit to the network's headquarters.
I'm standing in front of a giant construction site. This will be the new home of Al Jazeera International. It's more than 100 degrees out here. The sun is brutal, but the workers, mostly from India and Pakistan and Bangladesh, are continuing to hammer away here, trying to finish the job in time for the network's launch sometime next year.
Well, I hope that it would demystify Al Jazeera, the English language, for people.
That's Hafez Almirazi, Al Jazeera's Washington bureau chief. He acknowledges that Al Jazeera suffers from an image problem in the U.S., but he says there's a good reason for that. Most Americans don't watch Al Jazeera.
The problem for us is that people don't realize that, for example, if Al Jazeera broadcast 5 or 6 hours, total hours, of all tapes of Bin Laden since 9/11, Al Jazeera broadcast more than 600 or 700 hours of George W. Bush live speeches, press conferences, all of that stuff, verbatim.
Of course, before Al Jazeera International can attract viewers, it has to find a cable or satellite company willing to carry it. And that could prove difficult, given the excess baggage the network carries. TV analyst Tom Wolzine says that in the U.S. market, at least, Al Jazeera International will probably be most successful at attracting what he calls curiosity viewers.
I think people sample different types of channels and decide whether that provides something that's useful to their lives or not. Personally, I'd find it interesting to watch what the U.S. media is saying and then check out what Al Jazeera is saying about the same thing.
Attract enough curiosity viewers, and before you know it, you have an audience, a small audience. Al Jazeera International's Nigel Parsons says the network has realistic expectations.
I don't expect to be in every American household on launch day. I mean, if we can be in between 5 and 10 million houses, I'd be absolutely delighted. And then, if people can judge us on our own merits, that's all we ask for. And then if enough people see us and say, look, I want some of that, then they just need to get hold of their cable operator and say, why aren't you showing Al Jazeera International?
American TV viewers clamoring for Al Jazeera. That might be the network's idea of success, but some say that Al Jazeera executives should be careful what they wish for. Arab media analyst Jamal Dejani says Al Jazeera enjoys the distinct, if dubious, status as the bad boy of international TV news.
Now, if you add it to this menu of English channels, I personally think it will lose its luster, it will lose its mystique, because people, after all, will say, well, you know, okay, well, it's interesting, but this starts to look like CNN or Fox.
Okay, it's difficult to imagine anyone confusing Al Jazeera and Fox News, but this is cable television, a medium so volatile that real journalists now face stiff competition from fake ones like Jon Stewart. Anything is possible. Eric Weiner, NPR News.